The Czech Republic's interim Prime Minister Jan Fischer and his temporary cabinet face an uphill battle to successfully conclude their country's six-month EU presidency, as strategic ex-Soviet states have refused to sign an energy deal with the European Union. Mr. Fischer's cross-party government replaced the ousted center-right cabinet of Mirek Topolánek during the weekend. It is not clear what it will be able to do to help revive energy talks with Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan and Turkmenistan. During negotiations in the Czech capital Prague, the three natural gas-producing nations were not convinced by EU offers of more trade and stronger transport links in exchange for their participation in a multi-billion dollar gas pipeline known as Nabucco. It would pump gas from the Caspian Sea region through Turkey, Bulgaria, Romania and Hungary to Austria. European Commission President José Manuel Barroso admits there are reservations about the plan.
Turkmenistan, they are stating a position that they consider basic in their policy is that they put the gas at the border and it's up afterwards for others to engage. They don't want to assume legal obligations.
Other countries, including Azerbaijan, Turkey and Georgia, have signed the deal, but analysts say that is not enough to make the project work. The European Union plans close cooperation with Middle Eastern nations such as Iraq and Egypt. The Nabucco pipeline aims to bypass Russia and Ukraine after natural gas price disputes between the two neighbors led to serious disruptions in supplies to the rest of Europe earlier this year. Yet the Czech Republic's ambassador at large for energy security, Václav Bartuška, has told Russia Today Television his government also believes that Europe will have to continue to closely cooperate with Moscow.
I don't think that exchanging Russia for Turkmenistan or Ukraine for Turkey, if it was the only step, would be that very smart.
In addition to the pipeline, the new Czech government faces other EU challenges, including a crucial June summit that will deal with the so-called Lisbon Treaty. The proposed treaty, which replaces plans for an EU constitution, is opposed by the Czech Republic's president, Václav Klaus. Prime Minister Fischer and President Klaus have yet to decide who will be in charge of this and other events of the EU presidency. Despite his criticism of the European Union, President Klaus has agreed to lead European summits with Russia and South Korea later this month. Soon after the Czech Republic's EU presidency ends, the country is expected to hold early elections in October. Prime Minister Fischer has already said he does not want to stay in politics, but instead return to his old job as head of the Czech Statistical Office. Stefan Bos, for VOA News, Budapest.